MKU is set to be situated in central Milton Keynes between the hub and the train station. It will be admitting students as soon as 2021, with the main campus opening in 2023. The design concepts of MKU boast a green open quarter and academic pavilions. The centrepiece will be the Forum, with its red geometrical lecture theatre enclosed in a giant glass lobby. According to MKU's chief executive, Professor Lynette Riles, MKU and MK Council are currently working through the land deal.
Obviously, things can always go wrong, but I think the fact that Milton Keynes Council themselves came up with the idea of the design competition and ran it for us is an indication that they are, you know, they've had a lot of influence, a lot of say in the development of the thinking around the site.
MKU, a partnership between MK Council and Cranfield University, has a budget of £188 million. The university will focus on cross-disciplinary STEM education, including business and entrepreneurship, design, and data and digital courses. Professor Riles believes MKU will bring a new lease of life to Milton Keynes.
Just having a residential student body will make particularly the nightlife and the social life a lot livelier. So there'll be just more young people around and they'll be doing things and there'll be events that they'll be wanting to run and they'll be going to things in Milton Keynes. So it will bring a lot more buzz into the city.
The first intake of students will start MKU in 2021, being based at Milton Keynes businesses. 2 years later, the first phase of construction will be complete, accommodating 5,000 students on the site. The next few months will be a turning point for the project. The planning application will determine whether MKU's design concepts are a viable option or whether they're too ambitious for the smart city.